The Ballad, an introduction. The ballad is one of the oldest poetic forms in English and are simply poems or songs that tell a story. Traditionally, they are composed in quatrains with common metre that follow an ABCB rhyming structure. And this, together with the simple language, often the dialect of the region, made them easier to memorise and recite by wandering minstrels as they were passed down orally. Originally derived from the medieval French, the name suggests that they were to dance to, and whilst widely used around Europe and other parts of the world, became characteristic of British poetry from the Middle Ages to the 19th century, when it settled into our current usage of the term as a slow, sentimental song. By the 17th century, the printed version of ballads, often with music and illustration, known as broadsides or broadsheets, circulated probably in their millions throughout Britain and remained popular until the Victorian era when they lost prestige. Whether they be folk, literary or lyrical, most ballads contain a self-contained, concise, plot-driven story told in the third-person narrative, often featuring dialogue and moving at a pace with an emotional urgency to arrive at a dramatic conclusion. The subject of ballads are limitless, and they can be tragic, historical, or comic. Maybe it's because of childhood associations, or that we all enjoy a cracking good story told in rhyme, but as this volume demonstrates, the ballad has endless appeal. We include favourites such as Coleridge's The Rime of the Ancient Mariner, Edna St. Vincent Millay's The Ballad of the Harp Weaver, Edgar Allan Poe's Annabel Lee, as well as
Sample complete. Ready to continue?